Open lines next hour, but this hour we've got Star Cassis, author of Divination, Conjure Style, and your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with our special guest, Star Cassis, her book, Divination, Conjure Style. Star, where do people get your book? Amazon, for sure, bookstores?
Yes, sir, it should be in all the major bookstores. It's on Amazon, and they can get it from Wiser. We have it in my store here in New Orleans at Conjure New Orleans. They can get it there if they happen to be over here. I don't have it on my website yet, on Old Style Conjure. I haven't put it up there yet.
Well, that's all right. We got a link for you already at coasttocoastam.com. What is sweetening, and how does that work?
Okay, so sweetening work is done. It does what it says, sweeten. So sometimes, and I do a lot of work for folks who have regular jobs. And sometimes they might have an issue with a supervisor or something, right? So there is a set of works, and it depends on the job as to how it's done, but I'll give you the basic work. And I will put lovage root in there. And lovage root promotes not only self-love, but love, okay? And I might put a little bit of calamus root in there. Calamus root is kind of a dominator. And then if it's the job and a boss, then I will put Solomon seal root in there. So that the person who I'm doing the job for will have the wisdom to know the right things to say. Because sometimes when we have an issue on the job, it's not always the boss. Sometimes we ourselves don't have the right words, or they don't come out right.
Right.
So I will put Solomon seal root, which promotes wisdom, and then deer's tongue, which is an herb, which helps us speak the way we need to speak.
Now, how do people use it? Do they ingest it? Do they burn it? What do they do with it?
No, sir. I put it in jars.
Okay.
And you work the jar. Again, it'll be set up in a candle setup, and daily I'll shake the jar, call the target's name out for a better word, the person that is being sweetened, and just say a prayer and petition, you know, that they be more understanding and that they be sweet towards the person that I'm doing the job for. And that's a sweetening work.
And how long does it take to work?
I've had them work within hours, and sometimes it depends on it depends on the target, because your will is trying to make something happen. If it's a strong will person, then sometimes it'll take a week of working that jar daily. But I have had it in instance, a husband and a wife, and had issues, and the lady was sitting at my kitchen table, and I was literally putting the stuff together, and she hadn't heard from him in a week. He was off working somewhere.
Okay.
And they had a misunderstanding, and he called her while she was sitting at my kitchen table.
And there are no coincidences.
No, sir. And I was like, God is good, you know. And I think that if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen, you know.
Does the person, like that client of yours, do they have to believe in this? What if they go, this is a bunch of mumbo jumbo, it's not going to happen?
Now, if someone does not believe in the work, I won't say that the work won't work, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Okay.
To make it work. It's always better if you're working with a client who believes in the work and believes in the prayers and believes that a change can come through prayer and through the work.
Let's take calls for you. You want their first name, and then they'll ask you a question. First-time caller, Corrine, is with us in New Orleans. Welcome to the program. Hi, Corrine.
Hi, George. Hi, Star. How are you doing?
We're all great.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing. Now, do you have a special question for yourself or just a question in general about divination and conjuring?
I have a question about myself, specifically about work. I have had a series of bad jobs, and to the point where I'll leave one job, I'll get another job that I feel is a better job, and it ends up being worse than the one before.
Oh, bad timing and bad moves, I guess, huh?
Bad moves to the point where I don't trust my gut anymore.
All right, Ms. Conjurer, go for it.
Okay. Ms. Moraine, have you done any type of cleansing bath or we call blockbuster work?
Just recently, I did a cleanse of my house with sort of an unjinxing candle, mm-hmm. and did sort of a cleansing that way. Mm-hmm. And I did feel lighter after, but it wasn't anything in depth.
And what about on you, not on yourself, just in your house?
Yes, I wrote some intentions down to try to break the cycle. So I wrote down my intentions, and I asked that anything negative that was on me go back to where it came from. And then I took the intentions and I spoke them out. It was during the full moon, and then I went outside and spoke them outside as well.
Okay, so if I give you a recipe for a simple cleansing bath and some prayers to say, will you do them?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, you got a pen and a paper?
Yeah, and everybody should have a pen and paper ready when you make the call if you can, except those people driving trucks and things like that.
Okay, this is a simple recipe.
I'm not driving at the moment, so yes, I do have pen and paper.
Okay, this is a simple recipe, but a powerful one, okay? And so with root work, we work with what we have in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
So you need 4 tablespoons of table salt.
Mm-hmm.
4 tablespoons of baking soda.
Okay.
And 3 bay leaves.
Can they be frozen? I have frozen bay leaves.
Oh, you could just get some at the store in the spice section.
Ones at the store.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, some fresh ones.
They don't cost too much either. Now, what do you do with them, Star? Put them in a jar?
No, sir. I want you to... You're going to make a tea out of this, but those 3 bay leaves, I want you to write one word. So in this instance, because I feel like you have blocks, you're going to write blockbuster just with a pen. It doesn't matter if you can see the words clearly. That doesn't matter. Spirit sees them, okay? So then on each bay leaf, you write blockbuster. Okay, and you're going to have 3 of them for the Trinity. You put all of that in a pot of water, and you put it to boil like you're making tea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you steep it like tea. Use a pot big enough that you can have at least 3 baths out of it, okay?
Okay.
And so you add that to the bath water, and then you're going to pray the Isaiah 41. That's a blockbuster road opening, protection, drawing in good things into our lives. And then you're going to pray the Psalms 23, okay? And when you get to the part in the Psalms 23 where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, then you stress that in that prayer. Because that's God's promise to us that we will not want for anything, okay?
Okay.
Take 3 of those baths when the hands of the clock is going downward. So that's 3 days, 3 baths when the hour hand is going downward.
Now, what happens if you miss a bath, Star? Will that screw everything up?
Well, usually if most of the time two baths will do okay, but if you miss a bath, I like to finish them.
Right.
Because I feel like it helps with the treatment of the issue.
All right, Corrine, good luck. And, of course, STAR's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Do you sometimes post some of the things you're talking about on your website?
Yes, sir. I do have works on my website.
All right. Good luck, Corrine. Hope everything works out for you. Why does it work? Everything you just told her, why does that work?
I wish I knew. I don't know. I just know that it does work. You've got to have faith. You've got to claim it. You know, for me personally, when I start something, the minute that it comes into my mind that this needs to be done, I automatically know that it's going to be a success.
You can feel it, can't you?
Yes, sir. I know it is. And so I'll do the work and just let the work do its job.
Well, let's go to New Mexico. Danny's with us and see what's on Danny's mind. Hi, Danny. You there?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Danny. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm just...
Danny, you got to be on the phone.
Okay. I had a motorcycle accident, and I lost my memory, and I'm wondering who I can trust and who I can't trust.
He wants to know who he can trust and who he can't trust because of a motorcycle accident that he had that has really played the havoc with his memory, Star.
Okay.
So how do you handle that one?
I'm not exactly sure.
Can you?
He says trust and can't trust. Is he talking about a specific person?
Well, let's find out. Danny, a specific people or you're just a group of people or what?
Well, really a group of people. Mainly, I had a concussion too, you know, from the motorcycle wreck. And
yeah.
I don't know what's true and what's not, you know, in a lot of it because...
they trying to take advantage of you?
Yes. They have taken advantage of me in several different ways. And I'm wondering if I could trust my lawyer that I'm
Well, that's interesting. This sounds more like a spell, Star, in terms of that. What do you think?
Well, he said his lawyer.
Doesn't know if he should trust his lawyer.
Yeah, let me shuffle the cards real quick.
All right. Okay? You do that, and you and I will continue chatting while you're doing that. And because we've got so many calls, Star, try to keep your reply to them to no more than a minute and a half or so if you can, okay? She's shuffling the cards now. There's a shuffle for real. Give me an ace and a jack, would you?
An ace and a jack. Okay, so he got the nine of diamonds, and so this disregards money. I would say that he could trust the attorney.
You can trust the attorney. That's the recommendation, Danny.
So with the nine of diamonds and the four of hearts.
Now, why do those cards, why does that combination tell you can trust the attorney?
Well, the nine of diamonds represents a good change, like things moving forward. Because it's a diamond, it also represents money, right?
Interesting.
And so the four of hearts represents moving forward. And then he got the six of hearts, which represents really good luck. So all three of those cards together tell me that money is there, and we don't have any spades. We don't have anything that would interpret that something shady is going on.
All right. Good luck on that, Danny. You can trust the attorney. As far as the other people, you're going to have to go with your instinct for sure. Let's go to Bluffton, Indiana. Jeanette is with us. Hi, Jeanette. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. First thing.
First time caller, actually.
Good to have you with us. So do you have a question for Star?
Yes. I forgot. Let me think.
You forgot the question?
Yes, I have a... Well, yeah, that's part of my problem anymore. I have a couple of things coming up, one with a disability and another with an EEOC case, and I'm just wondering if she knows or any direction how they're going to go.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me shuffle real quick.
Let's hear that shuffle sound, so make sure you're doing it, Star.
Oh, yes, sir.
Keeping you honest. Of course you are. But shuffling the cards, and then she'll pick what? How many cards do you pick, Star? Two?
I'm pulling three.
Three cards, okay. I guess this is legal to do this, isn't it?
I'm pulling three cards.
Okay, so the very first card that I laid down is the Seven of Spades. This card represents obstacles, but not necessarily from without. If you have a lot of self-doubt in what you're trying to do, or if you don't believe that you deserve it, then that can cause obstacles within us. We are what we believe us to be. But you have the Ten of Diamonds, which is a change for the better, and it all diamonds represent money. You have the Five of Diamonds, which represents success and starting something new. So you simply have to believe in yourself. And the cleansing bath that I gave earlier wouldn't hurt you either, if possible for you to do it. I think it would help.
Okay. Well, thank right. you.
Good
but
luck.
It looks good.
Good luck. And on your website, do you have sections there that say, like, cleansing bath, and then you have instructions and things like that?
Yes, sir. I do have instructions on there for washes and stuff for you to be able to do cleansings.
What about people with illnesses? Can these things help that?
I would say that it's always physicians first. But I believe in prayer, and so I do believe that if you follow your doctor's orders and then you try to better your life spiritually, that it all helps. But it should always be doctors first.
I like the fact that you say that, because I think a combination of medicine and alternative works great. But I don't think you can totally forget mainstream medicine, can you?
No, sir. I don't believe so.
Now, I'm not a proponent of the flu shot. I've not had the flu vaccine in God knows how long, and I haven't had the flu, knock on wood. But you're in the herbs and supplements and stuff too, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I am. I take vitamins and I drink teas and stuff. I'm 65. I have to keep myself going.
And your attitude's good.
Yes, sir.
That's the important thing.
I try to keep that good, too.
So, well, you know, we're all human, Star. Sometimes it's not easy to keep that upbeat feeling, is it?
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. And I get tired. And when I get tired and cranky, then I do myself a cleansing bath to level myself out.
I've noticed that a lot of hotels have little salt bottles now for baths. So maybe they're all jumping on board on stuff like that, aren't they?
Yes, sir. That's becoming a new thing. You know, and they're having lavender body washes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, because lavender soothes and helps you relax.
Star, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and take final phone calls in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. Divination, Conjure Style, that's the name of her book. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Star Cassis. Her book is called Divination, Conjure Style, Reading Cards. The cards that you have are regular playing cards, aren't they, Star?
Yes, sir. They are. I've been studying tarot for years, but for some reason I can't get the hang of it. So I just read what I was taught on regular playing cards.
If you ever need some help, Tom can get you in touch with Art Rosengarten, who is a expert on tarot cards. He'll help you if you need that.
Oh, I do. I don't understand them. It's like I have a block there.
Okay.
And I've been trying for years. I have tons of tarot decks, I just can't get in sync with them.
Yeah, he'll do. He'll do that very well for you. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tracy in St. Louis. First time caller. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, George. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the program.
Good. I have a question concerning, my father had passed away 2 years ago. And since then, I've been seeing triple numbers, 111 and 222, at least six times a day.
Wow. And since he died.
Really? I don't know if he's trying to tell me something, or I mean, is it?
When you get these combinations of numbers, Star, what does that mean?
Well, it depends on the numbers. Like the number one, the three ones can represent the ancestors. The 333 itself represents the Trinity, and also the spirits that walk with you. So there may be a message there for her. Have you tried asking?
I haven't. I have since talked to my stepmother. I've reconnected with her because there was a little hostility about everything after he passed away. And I think maybe that reconnected with her and I'm living through him. I don't know. It's just really strange because I was just curious. So. And I do see lots of 333s.
Yeah, 333, the number 3 itself is very spiritual. It's very powerful also.
At least she's not seeing 666, right?
Yes, thank goodness for that. Why don't you try to ask, get you a glass of water and just set it on the table. Get you a small tea light or just a small candle and light it. Water draws spirit. Fire also draws spirit. And just ask to show you what it is that they're trying to tell you in a way where you will understand. Because they're probably already trying to tell you. You just don't understand what they're saying. So you say, what is it that you're trying to tell me? Show me in a way that I can understand. Then just sit there real quiet and listen.
All right, good luck to you, Tracy. Have you ever been through a graveyard, Star?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do some of these spirits try to attach themselves to you when you're walking through them?
They do. That's why in my world, we believe that you pay yourself into the graveyard and you pay yourself out. And this is even something that this is so ingrained in me. That even our small children know that you're supposed to pay at the gate. But not only that, you know, sometimes folks don't realize that the graveyard can be dangerous because there are spirits there and not all of them are happy. You know, and I've heard of people sleeping in the graveyard. Why in the world would you even do that? You know, to me, that's not something that I would do. You have to be careful because they will. But the old folks say and teach, and I was taught, that ammonia clears away any type of spirit that you might have brought out of the gates. You spray your shoes off with them, with the ammonia, and it clears that out. That's what I was taught. You just have to be careful, very careful with the graveyard.
All right.
That's what I believe.
Let's go to Greg. He's driving in Iowa, so he can't write anything, but let's see what we can do. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
Happy, George.
You too. So go ahead.
My question is, you know, my grandfather died when I was just a baby, and my grandmother died about 10 years ago now. I know that my grandmother is very proud of me, even from beyond the grave. But, you know, how do I know if my grandfather is proud of me just as much as my grandmother is?
So how does he communicate with his grandfather, Star?
Right. The way that you communicate with your grandfather is you need to set up a small space. You know his name. Give a fresh, cool glass of water, and I'll repeat what I said. Water draws spirit in, but not only that, it refreshes them. Put a candle there, say some prayers, and just petition him, which means ask him to let himself be known to you. And then you just listen to the way that you feel. I think that everybody can feel spirit if they pay attention to it.
What do you think?
But I can tell you, I'm pretty sure that he's very proud of you.
What do you think if in your sleep state, can you communicate that way too?
Yes, sir, I believe that you can. And, you know, there's old tricks where you can put a glass of water by your bed at night to draw spirit into your dreams. That's an old trick.
So, and again, what does he do with a glass of water? Does he get a picture of his grandfather?
Yes. Put a photo of his grandfather if he has it, or just his name if he doesn't. So many folks have lost photos and stuff, you know, over the years. Just his name will do. And then you just call him and ask him to make himself known. And you just say your prayers. You know, we have to honor our dead. We have to remember them, and as long as we remember them, they're still alive.
But you won't necessarily get a communication. This is just an outgoing message to him, right?
And ask him to communicate.
Somehow.
Yes, where he will understand. It's always, you have to tell spirit, you know, in a way that you can understand. Because his grandfather may already be communicating. I feel like he's very proud of him.
There you go, Greg. There you go. I mean, should he specifically ask the grandfather in front of the picture with the water, are you proud of me? Can you say that?
Yes. And show me in a way that I will understand. And then just watch. It could be anything. Like when I wrote the book about Black Hawk, I wasn't going to write that book, but in one day, there was two commercials and a movie on about Black Hawk. So when you ask spirit to show you in a way that you can understand, they will show you. You just have to be open to it and listen and pay attention to what's going on around you.
Let's go to Alice in Tennessee. Welcome to the program. Hi, Alice. You're on with Star.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, George Nowry.
Hello
Mr.
there.
George Nowry and Star. I want to know how best can I handle my present right now so I can help my future?
Handle your present so you can help your future. That is a fantastic question. I love it. So I believe... And I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I believe that we draw what we are. And you sound like you're very upbeat and kind of settled. So
I try to be, but I get down once in a while, and I don't like that feeling at all, you know.
No, everybody does, darling. Everybody does. But I bet you don't stay there long. Just keep going the way you're going. Be grateful for the things that you have and petition for the things that you want and claim it.
Amen.
Know that you deserve it, that it's for you.
That's the way to do it.
I truly believe that spirit will draw those things into your life.
It doesn't sound like it's rocket science, Star. It sounds like it's pretty easy to do these things.
It's very simple. We, as people, make it hard. You just have to simply have faith and know that what you're going through, other folks are going through it too. You just have to pull yourself up and trust in your ancestors, in God, in the spirits that walk with you, that you're blessed. And even when it seems like you're not, you have to still be grateful for what you have.
Let's go to Frank in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Frank, you're up with us.
Yeah, hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Frank.
I'm calling about my marriage. I'm wondering what, if anything, I can do to save our marriage, because I don't feel my wife is emotionally loyal to me. I found out by chance in her email that she lied to me about contact with a previous ex who she allowed to believe that she wasn't married yet. So he proposed to her a few times this year while we were married.
Jeez, I hope she didn't accept, did she?
What was that?
She didn't accept, did she?
No, she didn't accept, and she didn't sleep with him. I think it was just emotional.
All right, Star, take it away.
Okay, so spiritually, you need to do a cleansing on your marriage.
How do you do that?
Need to do some cleansing work.
What if she doesn't want to participate in that, Star? Then what? Can he still do this on his own?
He can. When things like this happens, it hurts us. If you hold on to the hurt, you can't heal. So the cleansing work will help release that and will help you see clear. And when you're hurt like that, it causes a lot of confusion. So I would say do the cleansing bath that I gave earlier, do the prayers, and then y'all get some type of counseling. I've been married to my husband for 40 years, and things happen. You just have to work through it.
If it's salvageable.
Yes, if it's salvageable.
I mean, sometimes, Star, don't you just have to let things go?
Yes, sir. Sometimes you have to do what is called a cut and clear and cut away the emotional bond so you can start fresh. I believe that, and this is just me, that when we stay in situations that are not good for us, that we are hindering our own, not only spiritual growth, but our own growth, because a door can't open because we've got it closed on something that might not be good for us, you know?
Well, and that seems to be the best remedy for things like that, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Star, we're wrapping things up here, and we're running out of time to take calls, but I want to talk with you again about the things that you present on your website, what people can do. So what do you recommend when they go to your website? What do they start looking for?
Whenever you click on my website at first, my store is there, the Old Style Condor store. But if you look up in the headings up there, you can see Hoodoo Conjure Root Work information. If you click on that, there is tons of information there that you can help yourself with. I give information on jars, sweetening work, prayers, things that will help you get along in life.
And since you've been doing this, and you've been doing it for 35 plus years, have you ever seen a time where more things on this planet are topsy-turvy?
Now is that time, I feel like.
Oh, my gosh,
folks have lost their faith, you know, and they don't know how to go about getting it back. They don't realize that, you know, everybody goes through that, and it just seems like that's more and more of the people that I'm helping. You know, they have issues with their jobs, they have issues with their families, with their children, and it seems to be a standard thing now, and it's ridiculous. They just don't have the faith in themselves anymore.
Oh, and they're going to need it. Well, Star, good luck to you. Good luck with the book, Divination Conjure Style. Up next, we've got open lines for you for a couple hours here on Coast to Coast, plus a special topic in addition to what you're calling us about. I'll talk about that when we come back.